Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is there just too much that you see now that you doubt or don't think it can still be here?
I don't even think I'm ready to answer that question, honestly, because I put it to the back of my mind. It's something that I had to do in order to approach this season appropriately. I had to put it to the back of my mind in training camp, you know? And so I'm going to revisit that in January. But what I can tell you now is I've appreciated this last 6 years playing here in Chicago. I would challenge you to find another person on this team that has bled and fought and lived and died with this team the way that I have. So whatever comes from that, I accept. But as far as right now, just ready to play some more football.
That's Bears defensive lineman Akiem Hicks on Friday when asked about his future with the Chicago Bears. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on 670 The Score up until 4 o'clock. The Bet Rivers pregame show with Mully, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley at 4:30, taking you right up to kick off between the Bears and the Packers at 7:20. We'll switch gears in the 2 o'clock hour with Cody Westerlund, talk some Bulls with him, and the latest news, Zach LaVine, the ninth Bull to enter COVID protocol, and I want to talk some Bulls with you in that 2 o'clock hour, but let's keep the Bears talk going and talk some Bears-Packers with NFL insider 4670 The Score, also executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. Pleasure to welcome in, as always, Hub Arkish to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Hub, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Rami. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't think you have to read too hard between the lines from what we just heard there from Akiem Hicks, a fan favorite amongst Bears fans, to think that his days in a Bears uniform are numbered.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you could tell because the way we do this is easy. That was actually me asking the question, and there was a little bit of conversation in front of and after that question. And, you know, what he said is he's going to revisit it in January. He hasn't ruled it out. He obviously is unhappy about whatever went on last offseason. The reality, though, is that he wasn't going to get a contract extension. And I don't know if he had an agent who gave him some bad information or whatever it was. I don't know if maybe the Bears did make an offer and it was insulting. It's hard to know everything that went on. But you also heard the part about the 6 years, and he is going to get into the free agent market and find out that at 32, you know, having missed the better part of the last few seasons, or not the better part, but a significant part with injuries, you know, there's only going to be so much money out there, and there's only going to be so many years on a deal. And knowing Akiem, I know him a little better than, you know, I know most players, and I think he will revisit it. So it seems like a long shot now. You're absolutely right about that. But I wouldn't rule it out. I've seen stranger things happen than this. It was really an interesting. We were together for about 15 minutes, and there was some other stuff too where he got very emotional, and it was a really good interview. And we'll see. You know, I think what I'm really disappointed about though is that he seemed pretty convinced Friday that he was going to be playing tonight, and then of course yesterday he was ruled out. So obviously that ankle isn't quite there yet, but that's disappointing because I know Friday he was talking about how excited he was about playing tonight.
The situation, the opposite as far as tonight goes for Allen Robinson. He comes back from the injury hub, but his offseason situation similar to Joaquin Hicks in that he will hit free agency this offseason, and the Bears have a decision to make with him. How much do you think this stretch of the final five games plays into what the Bears decide to do with Allen Robinson and what the market is for him in terms of showing the other teams out there what Allen Robinson is still capable of?
Yeah, you know, Rami, it's unfortunate, but I know a little bit more about these negotiations and what went on, and I'd actually probably be more surprised if A-Rob was back than Akeem. And again, there's not a classier guy in the league, and it's not that anybody did anything wrong. It's just that in this case, there was just, you know, definitely bad intelligence, bad information about what the market was going to bear. I know what the offers were. I know what they were asking. They weren't really all that close. It's clearly going to be a lot less now, and some of that is the injury. More of it is the unfortunate reality of the Bears' offense. A lot of it, quite frankly, is that the Bears made a commitment to a rookie quarterback who wasn't going to be ready to help him have his best season. And so I don't think the Bears will be the highest bidder for A-Rob. And so after what happened last year, that would be very surprising. But I do think that, you know, for him, these last five games are huge. You know, if he comes back out and shows, hey, I'm still a number one receiver, he lost some money off of not doing a deal last year. There's no question about that. But I do think he can minimize those losses with you know, what production he can come up with in the next 5 weeks.
Talking with Hub Arkish, Score NFL insider, also analyst for Shaw Media, sideline reporter for Westwood One. Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score on a Sunday afternoon. Hub, I'm sure you saw the latest report on what might transpire with the Bears front office. And I know Trace Armstrong has come out and denied Jason Luckenfohr's report, the former Bears defensive lineman, now a prominent agent for coaches in both the pro and the college ranks. Luckenfohr says has talked with the Bears about a top management position and may bring Ryan Day with him as part of a possible package as the Bears' next head coach. Are you catching any whiff of this Trace Armstrong stuff from your sources?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous report. listen, you know, and if you read what Luckenfohr said, he didn't even suggest that Day was involved in some way. He said that, you know, if Trace were to take over the Bears,
I think we lost Hub there. Yeah, it is. I mean, the way that Luckenfohr, I think what Hub was just getting to here, and hopefully we can reconnect Hub here in just a second. And people were accusing Luckenfohr of making this up. And I got a call asking about the validity or how true this report from Luckenfohr might be. We do have Hub back. Okay, Hub, I'm sorry. We lost you just as you were talking about Luckenfohr's report and the way that he worded the Ryan Day portion of it.
Yeah, and so, Rami, let's forget how silly that is, but just stay with the main point. Matt Nagy is a client of Trace Armstrong's. I mean, and people need to think before they do this, the damage they can do to people, you know, with bogus reports like this. Now, Trace is out there. His client went through what he went through over Thanksgiving week, and now he hears potentially that his agent is negotiating with the Bears to be the guy, you know, that might clean house. And even beyond that, because Matt and Trace are two class individuals, I know pretty well, they'll work that part out. But now it's out there in the industry with any client that Trace might want to have. And so it's horrible reporting. And now, am I saying that the Bears aren't out talking to people? No, that's a possibility. You know, maybe Luckenfohr is onto something there. But no, Trace's, if you read his denial, it doesn't leave any room for doubt. And I can tell you that I knew that before I read his denial on Twitter.
Hub, one thing that is in that report that I'm afraid the Bears might take this course, whether it's Trace Armstrong or anybody else, is to hire a president of football operations and to leave Ryan Pace in place at general manager as somebody who answers to that president of football operations and probably is not necessarily calling the shots or having the final say on moves. What do you think with this next phase of the Bears, whatever it might look like, is going to be Ryan Pace's place in it?
You know, Rami, it's interesting because you started by saying you're afraid and then moved on.
I am.
And I'm curious as to why Why are you afraid of that? Why does that concern you?
I know, and you've pointed to this, and I obviously trust your football acumen and plenty of smart football people that I talk to. We'll point to a lot of the good moves that Ryan Pace has made as the general manager of the Bears, but 7 years and one winning season and no playoff victories, Hub, is just not good enough for me. As a Bears fan, I'm ready to see a change, and maybe that's not a fully informed opinion that I have when I make it. Maybe it's a knee-jerk meatball football fan type of reaction, but 7 seasons and one winning season and no playoff victories is just not good enough for me. I want to see a change.
Well, and Rami, I'm not saying you're wrong, and I wasn't looking to debate you either. I just was curious as to why
felt
that way, because I know there are people who feel that way. But I mean, what you just described would be a pretty significant change. It'd be bringing a boss in above Ryan Pace to put him in a position where he could continue to do some of the good talent acquisition he did, but not make some of the perceived mistakes that have been made over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. So, I don't have a dog in this race. I'm not saying I know what the best answer is.
Sure.
But I will tell you that my sources are telling me that Ryan is not in bad shape with the Bears. I don't think they're looking to move on from Ryan Pace. And I don't think they've ruled out the possibility of this football czar that we're talking about. And I don't know that it would be the worst thing in the world, because I do think that Ryan Pace gets a bad rap for his talent acquisition. When you do the math and look at batting averages and the way this works around this league, he has not been that bad. But I've always been concerned that he does not value his assets enough. I think some of the trading is unnecessary. I think too many day two picks have been wasted. I don't really have an issue with the day one picks when you look how it's worked out. But, you know, so there is cause for concern. But to me, if you've got a top football mind overseeing a solid personnel director or GM, call him whatever you want, and I think Ryan Pace could very well be that, and you've also got them, you know, overseeing a solid head coach, you know, obviously the odds are pretty long at this point that Matt would stick around, but if he doesn't, whoever the next hire is, the fact that that's the person who would be doing the hire. I mean, the thing that concerns me the most is that George McCaskey and Ted Phelps would try and do this on their own. And again, I don't think they're as incompetent as people paint them to be either. I think they have done some good things business-wise, but I do think they've established that they're not really football people. And so I tend to lean towards the bring in a president of football operations and then let that person decide whether Ryan Pace stays, whether Matt Nagy stays, and if they don't, who you're going to replace him with.
Talking with Hub Arkish, Score NFL Insider here, Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday afternoon. Bet Rivers pregame show at 4:30 takes you right up to Packers and Bears at 7:20 tonight. And speaking of Matt Nagy, Hub, you reported a few weeks ago, and Matt Nagy denied the report. I tend to trust Hub Arkish over Matt Nagy when there are conflicting reports between the two, that he was essentially ordered from on high to bench Andy Dalton for Justin Fields, and now Justin Fields is back as the starter this week. And Hub, I was surprised that they'd bring him back this week, and honestly, I was kind of hoping that they didn't bring him back at all this season. I just want him out of harm's way and in more trustworthy hands than Matt Nagy moving forward. When we talk about the development of a Justin Fields, him being reinserted as the quarterback after the injury, is this still not Matt Nagy's call, or is he on board with this now from what you're hearing?
Well, I think it was going to happen once he was healthy, so. You know, they said he was the starter, and so if he's the starter, he's the starter. Yeah, and if he's healthy, then they were going to put him back on the field. You know, as far as my report on that and you know, Matt's denial, it's really kind of a different situation. If you look at how that all came about, Matt denied it, but he wasn't even asked the question. He went out of his way to bring it up when discussing something else in a press conference we were having, and the way he put it was even interesting. And you know, listen, the guy's trying to save his job, and there's nothing dishonest about Matt Nagy, but sometimes we just got, you know, take a step back and say, hey, look at the position these guys are in. They're doing what they have to do. So my sourcing on that was pretty much impeccable. I am convinced that, ordered is always a word that creates some emotion, but he was certainly directed to do it. I don't believe it was his decision on his own. And you know, that should be taken into account when people evaluate, you know, the job that he has done and, you know, whether he's been working with his hands tied behind his back. But at the end of the day, it's not like that's the only mistake he's made. And it's the only thing we're talking about. So, you know, I am worried. I just hope it's not a week or two too soon. You know, when I hear them talking about the ways they have to protect him, if they have to protect him, it suggests to me he probably shouldn't be on the field, you know. But if it's a case of where he is safe and 100% ready to go, they made him the starter week five. At this point in the season, Rami, you're not salvaging much. So as long as you don't get him hurt, you might as well throw him back out there and let him continue to learn on the job the hard way.
Hub, one more thing for you, and concerning this game tonight and the rivalry between the Packers and the Bears. Some chatter this week about Aaron Rodgers and the "I own you" comments the last time that these two teams met to a group of fans behind the end zone after he scored a touchdown. And Matt Nagy was asked if his players heard that, and he said, we're aware of it. Aaron Rodgers didn't back down from it at all and basically said, I kind of have owned them, so that's why I said it. Is this bulletin board material, Hub? You talk to people in that locker room. Is that something that Bears players took notice of and will take out there onto the field tonight?
You know, Rami, it absolutely is bulletin board material. It's absolutely something that Bears players took notice of, but it's not something that they react to as strongly as or take as personally as fans. And the reason is because they're NFL players and they know the truth, and they know that Aaron Rodgers spoke the truth. And you know, if you start complaining about it, when in fact it's easy enough for you to do something about it, you know, it makes you look pretty bad. I don't know if Studs has access to this, but we had an interview with Jimmy Graham last Tuesday, and Jimmy Graham asked about it, had the best answers I've ever heard. And you know, to paraphrase, or at least just to pick out a small part of it, he said, "Hey, this ain't golf. You know, we're out there having car wrecks on every snap, and we know what's going on." And he said, "I've said much worse to every team I've played." And so they're aware of it. Yes, they're absolutely aware of it. Is it something that they're as upset about as the fan base is? Probably not.
That's Hub Arkish, NFL insider for us here at 670 The Score. Also executive editor, Pro Football Weekly, analyst for Shaw and the Daily Herald, and sideline reporter for Westwood One, and my guest for the last few minutes here on The Score. Hub, always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Rami, take care.
And Hub Arkish joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Let's talk about this rivalry and about those comments from Aaron Rodgers. And Adam informs me, Adam Studzinski, producer extraordinaire, that we do have those comments from Jimmy Graham when asked about the "I own you" taunt by Aaron Rodgers. Phone lines open to you at 312-644-6767 is how you can give me a call, shoot me a text, tweet the show at Rami is tweeting. That's R-A-M-I-E is tweeting, or at 670 The Score. Does this Packers-Bears rivalry still have some juice to it? Could it get some more juice to it tonight? We're talking about it with you right after this on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers! It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
Yeah, I've said that to almost every organization I've scored on. So, I mean that's real. You know, I don't know what people think is being said out there. You know, there's a lot worse I've said. So, it's we just got to stop them. And you know, we got to get out here ready on Sunday, ready to play, ready to win. Simple as that.
That highlight courtesy of the NFL on Fox, Jimmy Graham talking about Aaron Rodgers and the I own you comments to Packers fans behind the end zone at the last time that these two teams met. Packers Bears will meet again tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:20 kickoff. We have the Bet Rivers pregame show for you at 4:30 right here on 670 The Score with with Mully, Olin Kruse, and Patrick Manley. 4:30 right up until kickoff at 7:20. Still to come on the show, you'll hear from Cody Westerlund. He'll be here to talk some Bulls coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll also hear from Stacey Dales, Leroy Butler, the Packers Hall of Famer, here to talk about tonight's game and the rivalry between these two teams that plays its latest chapter tonight. And my question for you is, does this rivalry still have any juice for you? 312-644-6767. Do you still get up for Packers Bears? Do you still want this one more than you want any other game on the schedule? 312-644-6767. You can tweet the show at 670 The Score. You can tweet me at Rami is tweeting. That phone call is good to get you into the Rosen Hyundai text line as well. And by the way, I'm broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Does this rivalry still have any juice for you? And would winning tonight, as unlikely as they might seem, would winning tonight salvage anything or give you any hope at all? 312-644-6767. And like I said, that's good for the text line. You can also tweet the show at 670 The Score at Rami is tweeting. I think the little bit of juice that I have for this rivalry is probably more than most people do. Now, that opinion might be slightly skewed based on the fact that I live up in Wisconsin amongst Packers fans, that I do a show and talk to Packers fans about their football team on a day-in, day-out basis on our sister station, 1250 AM The Fan. Still tried and true Bears fan. Still bleed orange and blue, so don't get it twisted and think that this is a Packers fan or a Wisconsin guy coming down and invading your airwaves on 670 The Score. Nope, born and raised in Chicago. It's just my job to go up and talk Packers amongst Packers fans Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 on 1250 AM The Fan. But from my perspective up here, guys, I'm telling you, most Packers fans don't even really see this as all that much of a rivalry anymore. I think that amongst Packers fans, most of them see the Minnesota Vikings as the main rival. And that drives me crazy. That makes me pull my hair out, because this is the biggest, longest standing rivalry in the NFL. And it still means something to me. It's hard to get up for it. It's hard to get excited for it because of the way that this thing has gone so often, so recently. But I want this to mean something. I want this to mean something. And I know on that side of the border, it doesn't mean all that much anymore, because the Bears haven't been all that much of a threat or that much of competition to the Packers. But I feel like, and I still, you know, have lots of friends, lots of family in the Chicago area that I talk to. I don't know that they have all that much juice or electricity for this rivalry between the Packers and the Bears. And that kills me, man. That really does. That kills me. In towards the end of the last hour of the show, going off some things that Super Bowl champ and Hall of Famer Michael Irvin said to me, I want this. I have a meatball in me, man, when it comes to the type of sports fan. I try to be, you know, thoughtful and analytical and react with my mind and not my heart and all that good stuff. But I have some meatball in me when it comes to the type of sports fan that I am. And I want Bears-Packers to be a big thing week in and week out. And it's just not, man, because it's been so lopsided for so long. It's just not what it once was. Would it feel good to get a win tonight? Yeah, probably as good as a win can feel at this point in the season. You know what I mean? Putting aside whatever big picture repercussions that it might have, because I really do think that the Bears could be done a favor, and Bears fans more specifically, could be done a favor by the Packers tonight if there's like an embarrassing beatdown on the national stage. As hard as that pill is going to be to swallow, maybe that's the last nail in Matt Nagy's coffin, and he's out as soon as possible as the head coach of the Bears, which I think is something that needs to happen. Nothing personal to Matt Nagy. Everything I hear, great guy. I just don't want to be the head coach of my football team anymore. But a win, that aside, would feel good tonight. Like I said, about as good as a win could feel. Is it going to feel as good as a win against the Packers has ever felt? Nah, man. Nope. Because I still know what this is. I still know that that's a win tonight. Should it happen, should that star that I wished upon give us a win over the Packers tonight at Lambeau Field on Sunday Night Football, I still know what this is. It's a blip on the radar. It's a blip on the radar. They are still light years ahead of the Chicago Bears. And that kills me to say, but the Green Bay Packers as an organization are still light years ahead of the Chicago Bears. And so it's hard for me to get up. Even for a win against the Packers on the national stage, it's hard for me to get up for that and get a lot of juice or electricity for this game tonight, or to have a lot of excitement should this team win that game. You know how excited I've gotten about the Packers beating the Bears, or excuse me, about the Bears beating the Packers in the past? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous, but this is how excited, how happy I get when the Bears can pull off a victory against the Green Bay Packers, something they've done five times the last 27 times that these two teams have met. I still have, in my apartment, still have framed and displayed Jay Cutler holding up a turkey leg after they beat the Packers on Thanksgiving. That's on display in my apartment. That's how much joy I take in the Bears beating the Packers. But you know what that win symbolized? Now, it was false hope in the end, but it was hope. It was hope. That was a team that was going blow for blow with the Packers and won that game, and it meant something. We have been treated to so few of those, man. So few of those in this rivalry that it's hard to get up for Packers and Bears in week 14 on Sunday Night Football. At least for me it is. Maybe I've been beaten down living and working here behind the cheese curtain. I don't know. But this rivalry has lost not all of its juice, but some of its juice for me. And winning today wouldn't really do a whole lot to fix that. How about you? Has the rivalry lost all its juice? Would a win today salvage anything or give you any hope? 312-644-6767 is how you can give me a call. You can shoot me a text. You can tweet the show at 670 The Score. At Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. Let's get a call in quick before the break. Tom, he's also behind the cheese curtain. Now he's on The Score. Tom, has this rivalry lost its juice for you?
Rami, how are you?
Yes.
Has it lost? Yes, actually, I was telling the screener that you said it just perfectly, that we're more Vikings haters now than we were Packers. We're Bears haters because they're at least a little better than the Bears. So, and they're in second place, so we don't like them that much. But it wasn't used to be like it used to be back in the day where it was really fierce, you know? But that's the way it goes, you know, right? What are you going to do? We dealt with it in the 80s when you guys were much better than we were.
Yeah, it's been lopsided for my entire life. Early on in my life, thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, it was the Bears on the right side of a lopsided rivalry. And then Brett Favre came along and the tables turned, and then Aaron Rodgers came along and the beatings and the drubbings continued, and Bears fans continue to suffer to this day. And when he says, what are you going to do? Here's what you could do. You could be a good football franchise. That's something you could do. In a weird way, I would love to see one time in my lifetime, because like I said, it's been mostly lopsided for most of my life. I would like to see a good long stretch where the Packers and the Bears are pretty decent and are battling it out for the NFC North. And really, really brew some bad blood and a rivalry. Like we saw between the Steelers and the Ravens there for a handful of years. That was fun, man. That was fun. That was two teams that every time they faced each other, there was something on the line. And that made for some intensity. That intensity led to some trash talk. That trash talk led to some bad blood. And that was fun. Aaron Rodgers can go and tell the Bears, I own them. And basically, all Jimmy Graham has to say is, yeah, he's kind of right. People say that all the time, though. I mean, yeah, he does kind of own us. Aaron Rodgers himself is like, yeah, I mean, show me the lie. You know what I mean? Like, even that. Even Aaron Rodgers and microphones picking it up on the national stage and you being the punchline of the NFL. Even Tom Brady was making jokes about Aaron Rodgers owning the Bears that following week. Even that did nothing to light a fire under the Bears and to light a fire for this rivalry. Because what can we do? What can we say? There's not much we can say. Not us as fans, not the Bears as players, and there's not much that they can even do about it. You can have pride. Pride doesn't do you a whole lot of good when there's nothing you can do about it. That's what Michael Irvin was talking about. These guys are going to show some pride and go out there. I wish I could say that they were. I can have all the pride in the world if Mike Tyson punches me square in the face and puts me on the mat and says, I own your ass. You know what I mean? I can have all the pride I want. I'm not getting up off that mat. Pride ain't getting me up off that mat. And that's how I feel the Chicago Bears are. That's the position I feel the Chicago Bears are in against the Packers, unfortunately. Has this rivalry lost all its juice for you? And would a win today salvage anything or give you any hope? Or even just make you happy to be a Bears fan for a minute? 312-644-6767. Give me a call. Shoot me a text on the Rosen Hyundai text line. You can also tweet the show at 670 The Score at Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. It's Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday and back after this.
A lot of times in you know, situations like this, the trash talk is only able to be used if you're getting after that individual that was trash talking. So in order to trash talk, you have to have a lot of confidence in what you accomplished and what you're going to accomplish in the future. At some point, what I said will be used against me. That's just part of it. But I have no regrets for saying what I said. And obviously, I think the record kind of speaks for itself. But I get it. At some point, that will be used against me. It is what it is. I don't regret saying it at all.
That was Aaron Rodgers on his I own you comments to Bears fans behind the end zone after running in a touchdown the last time the Packers and the Bears met. Packers-Bears meet again tonight, 7:20 kickoff from Lambeau Field. The Bet Rivers pregame show with Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley coming up at 4:30 right here on 670 The Score. Asking you right now, has this rivalry lost all its juice for you, and would a win today salvage anything or give you any hope? 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday afternoon. Cody Westerlund covers the Bulls for The Score. He'll be here at 2 o'clock to talk about this team. And if you haven't heard the latest Bulls news, Zach LaVine, the latest to go on the COVID list. He goes on there today. That makes 9 players now for the Chicago Bulls who are on that COVID-restricted list. And according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, may cause some delays as the Bulls now at risk of not being able to field enough players. They have to have 9 players healthy and ready to play to be able to go and play against the Pistons on Tuesday night. And as we sit right now, we do not. Also want to update you on the NFL scoreboard in a few minutes before we talk to Cody, including some criminally stupid football that Adam Studzinski, my producer on the other side of the glass, was telling me about during the break. But has Packers-Bears lost all its juice for you? And would a win tonight salvage anything, give you any hope? Moment of joy as a Bears fan in what's otherwise been a dismal season. 312-644-6767 is how you can give me a call. You can shoot a text to the Rosen Hyundai text line as well, like this one from the 847. There's no rivalry. The Bears need to learn how to win to create a rivalry. This stinks for us Bears fans. Another one from the 312. I live in Milwaukee and I hate the Packers. Yes, I get up for this game. Only thing that would give me hope is when the coaching and GM are gone, a win just puts a smile on my face. Yeah, maybe just a momentary smile on your face. Hey, Adam, real quick before I go to the calls, if you were in my position, lived up here behind the cheese curtain and Packers-Bears are playing tonight, would you go watch this game in public? Would you go to like a sports bar or a restaurant and watch this game in public, or would you be in hiding? Because I'm trying to decide what to do tonight. And if you did go out, would you wear your, well, you already told me you don't wear Bears gear on game day because it's bad luck. But that aside, if that weren't the case, would you wear your Bears gear in public, or would you just kind of try and blend in with the locals?
I'm not usually one to go out for Bears games. Typically for Bears games, I like to just chill at home. But okay. If I were, I would. If I were someone that wore jerseys on game days, I would do it because I think you always got to fly the colors. And if people want to give you crap for it, then, you know, hey, whatever. Like it's deserved, I guess. But
and would I be a coward to leave at halftime when things are going bad?
No, I don't think so. I mean, okay. What are you gonna, like, why would you continue to sit at that point? You're just paying more money for beer to watch your team get their asses kicked.
Exactly.
So I'd rather go drink the beer at my house at that point.
You're 100%. Okay, I think that's what I'll do. I'll go out. If it's bad, I'll just go home. What I'll do.
Yeah, yeah.
And drink the beer that's in my fridge already. Jordan in Libertyville, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, Jordan?
First off, Lance Armstrong wouldn't be a bad choice. He's done more with like one testicle than I've done with two.
Fair. That's fair. All right. On to the next call. Bubba in Madison. You're on 670 The Score. What's up, Bubba?
Hey, what's up? I'm headed to Lambeau right now. I'm excited for this rivalry. I think it's, you know, tamed down a little bit, but, you know, I'm excited to see Justin Fields. I'm excited that he's got his weapons, and I think they're going to actually win tonight. I really do.
You think they win tonight?
I think they win. I think the Packers are flat-footed coming off a bye, and, you know, the Bears, this is their Super Bowl. Their season's over, but we could really win this game and have a, you know, say that, okay, we beat the Packers. Everyone else thinks they're going to lose, but I've been in Madison 20 years, and I'm surrounded by Packer fans, but I'm the Bear fan, and I'm going to be there rooting on the Bears.
I feel your pain, man, and I respect the loyalty, and I'm in the very same position that you are in. I live in Milwaukee, not Madison, but yes, in a sea of Packers fans, and man, it's tough, dude. It's tough. Like, I still fly my colors. Like Adam just said, you still got to wear your stuff. You got to be loud and proud, but man, the proud part is much harder than the loud part when you're talking about being out here in your Bears stuff behind enemy lines, man. It's tough. It's tough. And it's the most hurtful, the most disrespectful thing that Packers fans do is they just go, oh, yeah, no, you're not even our most hated team. You're not even our rival. You're not even really on our radar. We have much bigger concerns than the Chicago Bears. That's a dagger, dude. That is an absolute dagger when they just dismiss you that way. Because, again, it's the same thing as any rebuttal to Aaron Rodgers saying, I own you. What? What am I going to say? What are you going to say if you come across that type of situation? Nothing. It sucks, man. It's a tough pill to swallow. This from the 941 I want the Bears to win this game and lose the rest. I do not want a win tonight to save Nagy and Pace's job. A win tonight alone would not do it. I don't think it would, at least. And short of a miracle, I don't see Nagy being back. I, from talking to Hub and some of the other things I'm hearing and reading when it comes to Ryan Pace, he might be back, much to my chagrin and probably a lot of the people who just heard me say that. He might be back, but man, Matt Nagy, it's a long road ahead for Matt for any chance of him saving his job. And I know he was talking earlier in the week that, you know, if Justin Fields gets healthy and gets rolling, and if this defense bounces back, man, who knows what could happen. And for some reason, every broadcast I watch every week, the announcers and the graphics people want to put hope up on my screen when they show that NFC playoff picture and who's in, who's on the bubble. They keep including the Bears in that. They keep including the Bears in that and wanting to like spark a glimmer of hope in me that the Bears could pull this off. They're not pulling this off. And I don't think a win tonight against Green Bay is going to change how I feel about that. They're sitting three spots from the bottom in the NFC. But I mean, you look at it and they're what, two games out of a wild card, three games out of a wild card. I'm not going to do math on the air. That's always a bad idea. But it ain't happening. I know Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are really hoping that this happens, and maybe a few Bears fans are out there as well. It ain't happening, man. That's why it's going to be so hard to take any joy should the Bears somehow be able to pull one out tonight. Another text is from the 269. When Rodgers leaves, the Packers will play games in Milwaukee again. This from the 708. I don't give Packers fans any power. They can all go bleep upper rope. I don't even know what that means. We don't give a bleep what they think. They can all bleep, 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 and eat glass. Oh. All right.
By the way, the Bears are actually only two spots out of a wild card spot somehow, some way. But the problem is one of the teams in front of them beat them, that being the 49ers. So they would have to – they're really three games out if you look at that aspect. Also, I do want to put out there, since that one fan that we had on, like our last caller, I think it was Bubba, said that he thinks the Bears are going to win.
Yeah.
I'm one of the guys that does predictions for Bears games on 670thescore.com. There's like 10 of us, but I'm the only one that went ahead and picked the Bears this week. And here's my justification. I have no good reason for this, like none at all. It doesn't make sense. It probably won't happen. Whatever, bear down. And
That's your whole explanation. That's your prediction.
The full explanation is Fields is back, and then in parentheses, thank God. And I'm predicting he somehow wills this team to victory because I need something to celebrate in this otherwise hellish season. And then there's the rest of what I said. It's like it doesn't make any sense.
Adam,
I know.
Every week on my show, because you know it's Milwaukee, and I get paid to talk about the Packers. I'll do one of the things I do every Football Friday up here. I'll do recipe for a win, recipe for a loss for the Green Bay Packers, and obviously they're playing the Bears this week, so the recipe for a Packers loss would be a Bears win by proxy. And so I said on my show, like I have a hard time just coming up with a football script, like short of like some X-Files type stuff happening and like a UFO hovering over Lambeau and a bright light lifting Aaron Rodgers up out of the stadium for the remainder of the game. Short of that, like just a football script of how this game could play out and the Bears end up on the right side of it. I said it would have to take like a once-in-a-lifetime performance from David Montgomery and the Bears' run game as a whole, something like what we saw from Dalvin Cook on Thursday Night Football, like a 200-plus total yard performance, and the Bears just dominate time of possession and keep Aaron Rodgers and that offense off the field in a really hard-to-recreate way. Like I said, a once-in-a-lifetime type of performance. How could you see this game playing out to where the Bears are on the right side of it?
I would say that kind of what I was alluding to in my own prediction, like Justin Fields having a great game, the Bears and along with that controlling the ball, as you mentioned, with David Montgomery and a little pepper of Khalil Herbert in there as well. And then the Bears defense would have to play lights out. And you know, without Akeem. I also made that prediction before I knew Akeem Hicks wasn't going to play. I don't think it would have changed my reasoning because I don't really have a reason, as I said. But if we're actually like trying to figure this out, it would take like a lights out performance from the Bears defense. You know, Robert Quinn's been pretty good this year, so he, you know, him getting a couple sacks, maybe a sack fumble on Aaron Rodgers. They'd have to force they obviously win the turnover battle, like probably 3-1 at least. So Aaron Rodgers making a couple bad throws, which he just doesn't do against the Bears, but you know, he has done it, just not often. And so that something like that, something to the tune of the Bears forcing three turnovers and just Justin Fields and David Montgomery playing awesome is pretty much the only way I could see this actually happening.
We're going to switch gears, talk to the Bulls with Cody Westerlund. He covers the Bulls for 6-7 to score here at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. But real quick before the break, just want to give an update on the noon slate of NFL games underway right now. A few blowouts, but a couple close games as well. Falcons, they lead the Panthers 20-14 in the third quarter. Seahawks holding on to a 16-13 lead over the Texans in the third quarter there. Saints lead the Jets 10-6. In the third, Titans, they lead the Jaguars 10-0 that game in the third quarter. But I mentioned some blowouts in some games with big playoff implications. The Browns fighting to get back in the race in the AFC North at 6-6, taking on the division leaders with the Ravens at 8-4. Browns lead that game 24-6 right now. The Cowboys making good on Mike McCarthy's guarantee to knock off the Washington football team. They lead 24-0 in the third quarter of that game. And just underway third quarter in Kansas City, Chiefs leading the Raiders 35-3. And same situation as at AFC North out there in the AFC West. Chiefs lead that division at 8-4. Raiders wanted to get back in the hunt with a 6-6 record, and it does not appear that will happen. And Adam, did you tell me that they kicked a field goal going into the half? Where on the field were they that the Raiders kicked a field goal down 35-0?
Yes, they were on the Chiefs' 7-yard line, and it was the last play of the half, so just a few seconds left. But from the 7-yard line with a few seconds left, they kicked a field goal down 35 points.
From the 7-yard line.
From the 7-yard line. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
He needs to be asked about that after the game. I'm drawing a blank on who their head coach is. It was their special teams coordinator who took over when John Gruden had his issues, shall we call them. I'm drawing a blank on it, but maybe that's it. Maybe he is a special teams coach. Maybe he just has like a field goal fetish. He was like, let me get one between the goalposts real quick. I don't know. I do have
the Raiders kicker on one of my fantasy teams, so I guess thanks for the 3 points.
Oh, you know what? I do too. You just reminded me. I do too. Because who remembers who the kicker is on their fantasy team? But there's the latest on the Week 14 slate of games here at noon. Once again, Bears-Packers 7:20, Bet Rivers pregame show with Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley coming up at 4:30 right here on The Fan. If you haven't heard, another Bull enters COVID protocol. It's Zach LaVine this time. We'll talk about that and all things Bulls. Cody Westerlund joins me, Rami Makhlouf, next on The Score on a Sunday afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.